Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Grateful to have you along with us. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Labels. We're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. We've been reading through the book of Luke, and we were sharing this passage from Luke chapter 5 this week. It's the passage where Jesus is teaching, and as he's teaching, here's what it says. Behold, some men who were bringing a bed, on the bed, a man who was paralyzed. They were seeking to bring him and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the roof. They let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and Pharisees began to question, saying, "Who is this who blasphemes? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home." And immediately he rose before them and picked up what he had been lying on, and he went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen extraordinary things today." If you've read this passage before, it really is a pretty fantastic moment. I mean, just imagine you're sitting there listening to Jesus teach, and then all of a sudden, you know, the roof gets torn off and they're lowering this guy in, and you're probably thinking, man, what's going on? And maybe you're seeing the ropes, or you're seeing the four guys up there kind of, you know, laying, you know, kind of roping him down there in front of Jesus. Or maybe you're watching the guy on the mat who's maybe a little bit terrified, or maybe he's, you know, hopeful, or maybe he's, you know, feeling a little pitiful, like, you know, "Jesus, please help me." Like, you're watching this whole thing go down. Or maybe you're thinking, why are they interrupting Jesus? That's what everyone's probably watching. But what Jesus said is he saw their faith. That's the beautiful thing about the Lord. He sees things that we seem to miss. And it's faith that moves the heart of the Lord. I think the other thing is that when he says to the man, you know, your sins are forgiven you, that, now obviously there's a couple of reactions here. One is the Pharisees are thinking, man, what's the matter with you? How can you say that? Only God can forgive sins. And maybe the guys who were lowering down on the rope were thinking, wait a second, we didn't come here to get his sins forgiven. We came here to make sure he could walk again. And yet Jesus sees the very thing that we need. He sees the eternal matters. And isn't that what you really want? I mean, isn't that what we do as parents? We think about the bigger picture for our kids. They think about the immediate. But that's very much what's happening in this moment. Jesus sees the very thing that this man needs more than anything else. But when he says that, I don't think the Pharisees really picked up on who the Lord was, because they're thinking, this is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. And they were right. That's the thing. They had a preconceived notion as to who God was. In their mind, you know, this is wrong because only God can forgive sins. But that preconceived notion of God is what kept them from actually seeing the truth. There's one last thing I think is interesting there, is that the man still had to get up and walk. Like, it's one thing when Jesus said, okay, rise and walk. He's telling him, you know, this guy believes that if he gets in front of Jesus, Jesus can heal him. And then Jesus says, okay, get up and walk. But the man still had to go from belief, like, okay, I believe he can heal me, to actually getting up and walk. I think there are things that hold us back in our faith. Sometimes we're so consumed with our immediate need that we miss out on the very thing that, you know, the Lord wants for us. There are sometimes we have preconceived notions. Sometimes we would rather just be a spectator. We want to hear what Jesus says, but it takes faith to pursue him and then to respond to him. Father, I pray that you would give us faith, a deep faith, a faith that not only seeks after Jesus, but we listen, we respond. God, help us to actually hear from you and to respond to you. Help us to go beyond just being spectators, that we would be participants and what you want in and through our lives. God, help us to follow you. And we ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second before you go and think about that. Have there been moments in your life, moments in your relationship with the Lord, where you feel like God's asking you to do something? It's time to act on the faith, but you've just been listening, and it's time to get up and walk. Till next time, God bless.